A reading from the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 12:31 to 13, verse 13. Be ambitious for the higher gifts, and I am going to show you a way that is better than any of them. If I have all the eloquence of men or of angels, but speak without love, I am simply a gong booming or a cymbal clashing. If I have the gift of prophecy, understanding all the mysteries there are and knowing everything, and if I have faith in all its fullness to move mountains, but without love, then I am nothing at all. If I give away all that I possess, piece by piece, and if I even let them take my body to burn it, but am without love, it will do me no good whatever. Love is always patient and kind. It is never jealous. Love is never boastful or conceited. It is never rude or selfish. It does not take offense and is not resentful. Love takes no pleasure in other people's sins, but delights in the truth. It is always ready to excuse, to trust, to hope, and to endure whatever comes. Love does not come to an end. But if there are gifts of prophecy, the time will come when they must fail. Or the gift of languages, it will not continue forever. And knowledge, for this too, the time will come when it must fail. For our knowledge is imperfect, and our prophesying is imperfect. But once perfection comes, all imperfect things will disappear. When I was a child, I used to talk like a child, and think like a child, and argue like a child. But now I am grown up, all childish ways are put behind me. Now we are seeing a dim reflection in a mirror, but then we shall be seeing face to face. The knowledge that I have now is imperfect, but then I shall know as fully as I am known. In short, there are three things that last: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. The word of the Lord. Over the years of my priesthood, I have celebrated hundreds of weddings. They have brought me great joy because usually they are happy occasions. The couples are full of loving optimism and think and say the best about each other. Generally, we have to say that people look at their love and it makes them feel good. It certainly works that way with me. I feel as though I have been part of something sacred, and I have. In the past month, I have been with three couples whose weddings I have celebrated. They all now have children, and I am most impressed by the way the love of parents for each other has now passed on to their children. In two of the marriages, it hasn't been easy for the parents, especially the mothers, because they had difficult pregnancies involving lots of bed rest, premature deliveries, with the first few months after the birth being very difficult. At their weddings, each one of the couples chose this reading from Paul's letter to the Corinthians. When it was read at their ceremonies, that reading was like a warm and fuzzy very romantic, the words easy to say. Nobody commented on the words, and to endure whatever comes. That would have put a wet blanket on the proceedings. But endurance was what was asked of all three couples, and they gave it willingly. I'm very proud of their enduring love. And I said that to them, but they pointed to their children running around and said words like, but he, she was worth it. I know life is not all romantic and good. For some people, endures all things comes in the form of disappointment and rejection, and that must be most difficult of all to put up with. We can say God certainly did not want that for them when they got married. But nonetheless, God helps them to endure. We say marriage is a sacrament because the love of couples is an example of God's love for us. I know that God has had to endure me over the years, but I also know God is persevering, and God is that way for each one of us. I think, like the parents, that God would say, he, she was worth it. Thank you.